We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I said before Jeff Passan's story that he was going to sign soon was not a story, but I'll give Jeff Passan credit. His story now is a story. 9 years, $324 million allegedly for Gerrit Cole. The Yankees have their man, and he's coming to the boogie down Bronx for 9 years. And what, $36 million a year to pitch every 5 days?
Yep.
What a deal.
We were just talking about it before we left the last hour. I was wondering,
was he man enough?
Does he going to have enough to say, all right, I get it. I'm going to make $300 million no matter where I go. Do I want to go on the biggest stage in baseball? The Bronx.
And he does.
Yankee Stadium. Put the pinstripes on and lead the Yankees back to
glory.
To a 28th World Series championship.
They got him. Isn't it great?
Cashman had to get him.
And I'll tell you what. It's staggering. I can't even tell you. I have, like, goosebumps. That's staggering, that deal. That's the biggest deal ever in baseball, right? Is it not? Oh, 330 for Harper.
Harp got 330 last year. Okay, biggest by a pitcher for a pitcher by far.
Bar none.
Almost, you know, $80 million more than what Strasburg just got the other day. Crazy.
Do you think Strasburg, who just won the World Series, thinks he got ripped off?
But let's remember here.
Do you think he thinks he got ripped off?
I don't think so, because it's a possibility that he wanted to go back to the Nationals. Who knows what the deal was there?
Well, he did go back.
I'm saying he might have known he had to take a little bit less to go back to the Nationals. You know, maybe the Nationals weren't going to go in the $300
million. What can you do with $245 million? Anything you want.
Exactly. It is.
He'll never need money again as long as he lives.
But we know this. The Yankees, the past couple of years, I know that the jump thing to people who aren't Yankee fans here is going to be, well, here go the Yankees spending money on another player. But let's take a step back and look at what the Yankees have done the last 5 to 7 years. They have not been doing that. You know, they didn't go and spend money on Machado or Harper last year. Yes, they brought in Stanton. That was a trade. They didn't sign him free agency. But the Yankees have kind of been pairing off salary for the last,
playing with the guys in the system,
3 or 4 years, and now they've gotten under that tax at the end of last year, and they said, all right, time to jump it back up, and that's exactly what they did.
So now they have this guy, and they have Tanaka, and then
Paxton,
and
Severino.
Severino, and what about the other one? They got the guy from the big. He is the big Maples, Paxton.
Paxton.
But who's the other one that
they got? Well, Hap. The word is that they're gonna try to deal Hap. Yeah.
All right. So, and they got a great bullpen. They already won 100
games
2 years in a row.
If Domingo Herman will be suspended at the start of next year, we'll see what happens.
Who cares what happens to him? Here's the deal.
He won 18 games this year.
He was great. Who cares about him now? He doesn't even matter. Let me ask you this question, going back to what really matters, 324-9, is that the Pirates, they'll never be able to keep anyone.
No.
Ever. So whoever they get in the draft, where they always get these great players, they end up with the guy that his arm falls off.
It's only a matter of time until the next guy goes, right?
Oh, automatic.
Bell be gone soon. Give it a year and a half.
So here's the deal. Can you imagine being a Pirate fan and knowing that no matter who you draft, great players, top five pick every year, that they're never going to stay in Pittsburgh? You're just automatic. You are going to suck forever because every great player leaves Pittsburgh. It's like, it really is the most depressing thing ever. If you're a Pirate fan, you have absolutely no chance ever to do anything, ever, ever. You have no chance at all. You might as well sell the team, fold them. Shouldn't even be in the big leagues. But the Pirates have such a storied history of, you know, going back to Hannes Wagner. They really do. They have one of the great histories in all of baseball. They really do. You know, they beat the Yankees in 1960 in Mazeroski, Game 7 home run at Forbes Field. They have won 71-79 against the Orioles. They have a great history of championships and great teams. But now, with the way baseball is fiscally set up, they have no chance whatsoever to do anything. It's like they're like a minor league team in the majors, right? They're like having a minor league team in the major leagues. I go home to Pittsburgh when my dad died, everything else, and I watch. My dad loved the Pirates more than he loved breathing. And I used to go to games with him, and I used to always say to him, they'll never matter ever again, ever. So at least the food's good at the stadium. At least the stadium's nice. At least it's fun to go to a game at PNC. And then someday, hopefully, another new stadium right there on the water. Because it's a great place for a baseball. And they already know how to build the best stadium in baseball. They have the best stadium. Right now, in the last 10 years, right, 15 years, they have the best stadium in baseball. That new antiseptic, crappy Yankee stadium sucks compared to PNC Park, and that's all there is to it. But if your product sucks, all you do is go and have a nice time. It's a good date. It's a good time with your dad, your son, whoever, your kids to go to a game, right? But it's like watching an absolute double-A baseball team. It sucks. I don't care who the GM is. I don't care who the owner is. I don't care who the manager is. That new guy they got from the Twins, what's his name, Shelton or something? He has no chance. You're doomed, dude. Good luck. Good luck with that broke-ass bankroll of theirs of $2 million. Good luck. Good luck with that bubblegum wrapper team you got.
The funny thing is, too, there was like a couple years where wherever they had someone who was worthwhile, they traded him to the Yankees at the deadline. And then Gerrit Cole comes around. They don't trade him to the Yankees. And somehow he still ends up in pinstripes in the end.
It's unbelievable. It's really frustrating because I love them, and I've always loved them. But I've always liked the Yankees, too. I've been here 20 years, and I love them, and I watch every game, and I go to games and things like that. So I like both teams a lot. I have a Yankees watch, you know. You know, the funny thing is my kids hate them. Gunner hates the Yankees. Hates them. He likes the Pirates. That's it. One team.
They could hate him a little bit more when he wakes up tomorrow.
He doesn't like that I like him. It bothers him. But I'll beat his ass anyway, so what do I care what he thinks? And you know what I like even more? Not so much Mafia, because I don't even care that he likes the Mets, because I feel sorry for Mafia. He likes the Mets and Jets. I actually feel pity for the guy. His life has been filled with losers. The only time he's ever won anything is with the when the Rangers won in 94, when he was like two. Okay, so here's the deal. I like the Yankees so much because all the rest of these losers in this place that I work at that cheer for the Mets, every one of them, these screaming buffoons and idiots that work in this place that never shut up about the Mets, and they suck too. And the Mets are as bad as the Pirates, except they have more money, right? They suck. They have a big payroll too, and they can't win with it because their owners are such drips. And so the fact that they're barely better than the Pirates makes me very happy. But the fact that the Yankees win 100 games every year and play in the ALCS or World Series is so gratifying because I can sit there and rub that in all these losers' faces around this place. Because this place is filled with them. The Syracuse and Mets fans in this place make me want to puke. 855-212-4CBS.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.